Hey, football fans, are you obsessed with the game?
Oh, yeah.
Do you find yourself looking for breakdowns from every angle? For those who can't get enough, subscribe to Brian Baldinger's podcast, The Best Football Show, where he discusses the top teams and players from around the league each week.
That's what I watched this week, a dominant performance.
New episodes drop every weekday, including Trench Talk Tuesdays with former NFL lineman Mark Schlereth. Make sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
Here are your all-star second basemen from the Chicago White Sox, Ray Durham.
That ball hit fair. Here comes Herman Payne. He's going to score. And the Sox win it 6-5.
Yes!
Ray Durham gets that front of the off-speed pitch, hooks it right by Willie Green. Well, the ninth inning heroics by Sammy Sosa, with that dramatic two-run homer, goes by the boards as the Sox pick up their fifth straight victory.
That era of White Sox was heavy on my mind today. By the way, there is going to be a Ray Durham bobblehead night this year over at 35th and Shields. That's on June 8th.
Dude, the promos, like, they knocked them out of the park, it seems like. The list of promos, the dolls, the Burley statue.
July 11th is the Burley statue unveiling.
Uh-huh. But, like, and they're usually pretty good at this, but the fact it came out just a few days before Sox Fest, the official list, and there's a bunch of awesome stuff in there.
There is. For example, there's the jersey hoodie. People really like that part. The 1959 Comiskey Park radio giveaway on June 28th. The Hawaiian shirt game, the Champs 2005 Hawaiian shirt, that's going to be on July 11th, the Burley night, by the way.
How about the Babe Ruth and Al Simmons figurine in 1933? I need one for my dad. I don't know how long Herb will be around to enjoy it, but I think a long time, I hope, but that 1933 Babe Ruth figurine, let's go.
Here's another one for you. Saturday, August 9th, Bill Veeck bobblehead.
You sure you're pronouncing that right?
See,
I just want to make sure.
Can't we all just get along?
He'll know it by then.
Wow.
Hey, man.
All you got to have a nice little segment about the White Sox.
You brought it up. All you got to do is a little research. Is Oscar Robinson getting honored?
Come on, dude. We ain't taking that.
Jesus.
We ain't taking that from Matt Spiegel.
Is there any sort of, you know, Cincinnati basketball fan?
Lawrence Holmes, stand up, please.
I usually do the show standing.
Stand up.
He is standing right now.
Well, I saw this.
La Pantera.
I saw Sean Janko tweet this out, longtime listener of this show, friend of the program.
Okay.
And he tweeted out that the White Sox have brought back the script C. You'll remember that from the early 90s. And I remember Rick Hahn had a pullover like 3 years ago, and he was wearing the script C, and I was like, yo, man, this needs to come back.
It's a good-looking C.
It is.
It's a really good-looking
C. But now the difference is that they've put it in the current color scheme. Because remember, that was navy with white and red. They now have available the script C caps in black and white.
Where's that available?
And gray.
On MLB.com, the MLB shop?
Yeah.
The official stuff?
Yeah.
So what day are they wearing that? Or what time
they're
are
not,
they?
They're not. They're not wearing it.
So when is that? Is that a giveaway?
No, that's not a giveaway. You got to pay like $50 for that cap.
It's a good looking hat, though. You're thinking about it.
It really is a good looking cap. Oh, I'm not thinking about it. I don't think I'll be wearing any White Sox stuff anytime soon.
Really?
But If I were going to buy something, it would be that. It would be the because they have four different versions of it.
Mm-hmm.
There's the black on black, black on black on black. Mm-hmm. Then there's the full the full script C in white on the black caps.
That's the one I have. Grandstand did a special release of that years ago, and I was able to pick. It's one of my favorite hats. It's one of those hats that you don't want to wear too much because I don't know if I could get it anymore.
Right.
Now apparently you can, so now I can go back to wearing that.
Maybe. The one I would get would be the gray bill, white panel, gray script C with a black backing.
Gray Bill hangs out with
Full He's getting up there.
Yes.
We're thinking about him.
He hangs out with Full On
stress.
Skip. He hangs out with Full On Skip.
And that's why he's so stressed. Skip is just on all the time, just stressing out Gray Bill.
He didn't used to be gray. It's presidential, positively. What's happening? I'm sorry, Lawrence.
Oh, no.
There is another promo night that we need to discuss.
Dude, the Dick Allen bobblehead is going to be awesome. They're recreating the old Sports Illustrated cover where he's juggling the baseballs in the dugout. It's an all-timer. What a great idea for a bobblehead. Looks great to me.
Except it doesn't have the cigarette. And it should have the cigarette.
That doesn't really bother me.
It bothers me.
Why does it bother you?
Because it should be a real representation of the cover if you're going to do it.
Lawrence,
you could have just done a regular Dick Allen bobblehead.
No, it's cool like
in a
this.
White Sox uniform.
But the world looks differently on cigarette smoking now than they did.
I understand
Dave
that.
Parker's,
yeah, they're soft.
Dave Parker's making the Hall of Fame.
Would you like to take a guess on who is sponsoring Dick Allen Bobblehead Night?
Marlboro.
No, Benny's Beverage Depot. So it's only for fans who are 21 or older anyway.
Oh, that's interesting.
So
wait, really? No, but you can be younger than that. It's got
No, you can be younger than that. Yeah. There are plenty of people who are younger than 21, but when they do alcohol-specific giveaways, you got to be 21 to get it.
The data shows it. You can actually be younger than
that. Yeah, you can't be younger than 21.
First 15,000 fans ages 21 and above who enter the ballpark get the Dick Allen bobblehead presented by Benny's Beverage Depot without the cigarette.
Oh, wow, wow. See, by the way, it's hard to believe, but there was a time when Gray Bill was under 21.
See?
I was so excited to say
he was Brown Bill at that point.
Well, no,
right,
come
well,
on.
Another
no,
segment
no,
tanked.
Lawrence. Don't.
That's fine.
Don't,
Lawrence,
Lawrence.
It's okay.
Don't.
You only got one more.
Don't, Lawrence.
Hour to go.
Don't.
One more week.
All right, so we will get the Dick Allen bobblehead.
CC Jeff Agrest. Lawrence Holmes, quote, one more week.
One more week. I'm only going on vacation. I know he cares about my whereabouts.
We'll get the Dick Allen bobblehead, and then I'll buy a pack of cigs. We'll rip some darts, just the four of us out on the plaza, just bonding moment. And then we'll put one in his mouth, in the bobblehead.
It's been a while since I ripped some darts.
We'll rip some darts, dude. Yeah, drunk cigs don't count.
Yeah. Hey, you know, I wish Jerry Taft is no longer with us, right?
Correct. Did we lose Jerry Taft? Yeah, a couple years ago.
What a good man he was. I used to see him ripping darts outside on State Street, outside that other studio. You know, hanging around with Jerry Taft.
He's been gone 5 years.
That's crazy.
Five now?
That's crazy.
Wow. It's anything that happened within that window
of
COVID.
Just good luck, everybody.
It's like a time warp. Like, it's really crazy.
Man, meteorologists really can't predict anything, can they?
All right, well. So, yeah.
Just another hour to go until Daniel Craig tells us about the weekend.
About one more, right
one more hour.
I'm so sorry.
If we don't have
six
a guest.
More shows.
I'm so sorry.
Hey. No guest, and we're not playing audio. You're really rolling the dice here.
Hey,
this is the way Lawrence wants it. It's just what it is.
Shout out to the member of the mob who reminded me. Tobias Myers is the Brewers pitcher who pitched a playoff game, was great for them last year, who had been with the White Sox in 2022, seven starts, and ERA over 15. And when asked about the White Sox last year, Tobias Myers said this, quote, "They just can't help anyone, in my opinion. Maybe they've changed a little bit since then, but I always tell people now that if you don't have anything figured out, don't go to the White Sox."
Did anyone ever tell Tobias Myers to lead from the front, huh? Each one teach one. Come on, what are we doing?
Are you sure that wasn't Keenan Middleton's mom who said that on Twitter?
Hey, Coop tried to teach him the cutter. It didn't work. Didn't go. But how about those promos?
Yeah.
670 the score.
Yep.
See if Lawrence is back for the next hour.
Probably not.
Dan Weederer will lead it off.
Oh,
did he say week you meant segment?
Oh, Weeds is going to be on.
Weedsy, you're going to stick around for Weedsy.
Finally, an adult. Back after this on the score.